Let's start with the United Rugby Championship. The Bulls beat the Sharks with a 30-27 scoreline in the quarterfinals at the Loftus Stadium in Pretoria yesterday afternoon. Now, the Bulls have lost twice to the Sharks in the competition and were desperate for a victory at their home stadium. The sides were locked at 13 all at half time, but it was Chris Smith who made the difference, converting a drop goal in injury time. In the other quarterfinals that were played yesterday, the Stormers at their home stadium, the DHL Stadium in Cape Town, beat Edinburgh with a scoreline of 28-17 points. Leicester, in their turn, beat the Glasgow Warriors with a massive scoreline of 76 points to just 14 points. Moving on to the Currie Cup, the Lions had to fight hard for their first victory of the competition, beating the Sharks with a scoreline of 38 to 32 points. Moving on to cricket, the Proteas women's captain Sunay Lees said that it has been tough competing in Ireland, but the competition and the conditions have not made it easier, but they are ready for the encounter tomorrow.
Was quite difficult. The practice pitches were slow as well, and we didn't know if the playing pitch was going to play the same. But it's good to know, and we can take that forward and work on it in the next practice sessions and be ready for the game on Monday.
The Proteas women will take on Ireland tomorrow in the second T20 International at 5:30. Moving on to the second Grand Slam of the year, Iga Swiatek cruised to a second Grand Slam title at Roland Garros, dominating the teenager Coco Gauff in the final. The world number one has now claimed 35 successive victories. She claimed a 6-1, 6-3 victory in just 68 minutes. Meanwhile, the men's singles final will be played this afternoon between Casper Ruud and the 21-time Grand Slam winner Rafael Nadal. Ruud said that Nadal has been the perfect example.
I mean, looking up to Rafa, the player I'm going to play in the final, he never complains, and he's a perfect example of how you should behave on court, never give up and never complain. So he's been my idol for all my life.
The final will be played at 3:00 later today. That's how we wrap up your sports news for this